Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Our guest tonight, Long Beach Mayor Bob Foster. Also on the show, Kathy Ryan, co-founder of the Long Beach Taxpayers Association. All on Straight Talk tonight.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years. And Long Beach Magazine. Coastal living, city style.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening, welcome to Straight Talk. We're delighted to have as our guest tonight the mayor of Long Beach, Honorable Bob Foster. Bob, welcome back to Straight Talk.
It's a pleasure, Art.
The city is facing, as we all know, a $16 million plus budget deficit. Bob, how are we going to address it?
Well, actually, we have a city manager proposal that puts us into balance. And I think the city manager and the staff have done a great job, went through and made the appropriate reductions in a variety of areas, keeping essential services and our core responsibilities intact. That now, the process is that that budget goes to me on July 1st. I have a chance to review it. I make recommendations.
October 1st.
No, to me. It comes to me.
To you in the past.
Right. And now, then it goes to the council. This is all with new charter change that it was adopted a little over a year ago. And the council has about 45 days, more than they've had before, I might add, to review it. They must adopt it by September 15th. And then my job is I have 5 days to reduce or eliminate
Do you have a line item?
I have a line item veto that was
one of the
charter changes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's will be a veto session.
One of the controversial measures, as you know, is the proposal to close the main library. Speak to that.
Yeah, I think that's very misunderstood. I think the issue is not so much closing the main library as the library services that are provided downtown. Look, the library building, the building that the main library is in right now, is a building that needs a great deal of work.
So does City Hall.
Put that aside for a moment. The fact is, I want to concentrate on the library. Both those structures have seismic problems. But in addition, the library has a lot of weight on top because of the planter boxes and other things. The roof leaks. The plumbing is defective as a result of the water intrusion. So it has things that have to be repaired. If you wanted to repair everything, you'd probably spend on the order of $20, $25 million. You know, it's not a structure you would put that kind of money into. Right. So the idea was this. We know we need a new, either rebuild the library where it is now or relocate it and rebuild it somewhere else. The idea was to close that building because it's very high maintenance building, costs a lot of money. That one facility is over one third of the entire library budget. So,
How many branches are there?
There are 11 branches in addition to the main library. And the idea is close the main library, put a satellite facility at which the services, particularly computer services and homework assistance and those kinds of services, the library services that are very needed for that community, would be conducted in another facility.
Can you assure the citizens that there will be that substitute, that there will not
absolutely.
Be a great gap?
That's not the issue. That's going to be there. The issue is, what about a permanent main library?
Yeah.
So what we've done now is say, look, that's a legitimate issue. Everybody knows circumstances and when something that's temporary winds up being there for 10, 15
right.
years. We don't want that to happen.
Right.
So we're going to continue to have to reduce the library services in the main library. We'll take out the issue of where the new main library would be and where the satellite facility would be. Take another 6 months to look at that. And if this proposal goes through as is, we would expand the services in the 11 branches. They would go to 70.
I know
service.
During your campaign, you very much focused on the importance of libraries, particularly on the computers, which low-income kids would not have access to other than the libraries.
Yeah, look, Art, you know, my wife and I are big supporters of the library. We've raised, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for the library. I understand the need. I want them there. But there is, you have to face facts. You have to face economic facts. It is foolish to put $20 million or more dollars into this building.
Yeah.
The key thing is keep the services. We're going to have those services, and we're going to have a new library.
And maybe the main library should not be on Ocean Avenue in high rent district. It can be somewhere else, and then the city can make that land available to a developer and get some money out of it.
Well, there are many combinations of a public-private partnership in which...
I mean, fish don't read.
I'm not sure what that means, but anyway.
You don't need the library near the ocean.
Yeah,
you need it
well,
in the neighborhood.
I understand that. Look, we're going to get a new courthouse, for example, under a public-private partnership, which I worked hard on. There are many proposals in which we could take the present library and civic center, take that property with certain permutations, and get a public-private partnership to get an affordable new library and new civic
center. And that land is very valuable with City Hall.
Yeah, but, you know, and we have to look at all those things. Put that aside. The critical issue now is, are we going to have library services in the downtown area?
And your answer is?
Yes, absolutely yes. And
you're guaranteeing that to the residents.
I would not let that happen. Those services have to be provided.
Okay.
That community has to be provided to downtown.
Okay.
And we do need a main library. We have to rethink what the library of the future looks like.
Probably more computers, less hard volume.
Yeah, probably much more high tech, probably a little less square footage, but much more oriented to the new technological
Another
world.
Another proposal near and dear to my heart is the proposal to cut the PAL program. As you know, we've done many fundraisers for PAL, most recently this year. A lot of folks were there. A lot of people believe in PAL. And I can understand taking the six officers currently, uniformed officers currently assigned to PAL and getting them out on patrol, beef up patrol. But it seems to me that we could use reserve police officers, retired police officers, even active duty police officers who might volunteer to keep PAL going.
That is precisely the solution to this issue. Look, first of all, PAL started out as a voluntary program.
Right.
It now has six uniformed duty officers in that program. I pledged when I ran for mayor that I was going to put more officers on the street. We now have 50 more positions out there and more officers on the street by making sure we fill vacancies. I can't have six officers, full-time officers, in the PAL program. But we're going to do, every program in the PAL program is going to be taken over. The youth services are going to still be provided, and we're going to have retired officers, volunteer officers, and anyone who else who wants to help in that program perform those services. Look, I believe in PAL. I believe in what's being done. I want.
I mean, 1,000 youth benefit from PAL.
Even if it's 100 youth. We want to make sure that we provide those kinds of activities, positive activities, for people growing up, particularly in at-risk areas. It is a good program, but it doesn't need six or seven full-time officers.
I agree with that.
And
okay.
I think we could provide
this. So there's
a way
to save PAL.
Boys and Girls Club is going to take
yes.
over much of the function, and the PAL Foundation is going to fund and support the boxing program.
Okay.
We'll have, hopefully, retired officers and volunteer officers being in that program.
Okay, in the next segment, we'll talk about the mayor's piece de resistance, the infrastructure bond issue, Prop I. Stay with us.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
The Marketplace Long Beach, where you can shop for a fabulous selection of merchandise. Dine out tonight. Shop in a relaxing environment. Explore all there is to enjoy at The Marketplace Long Beach, PCH and 2nd Street, online at marketplacelongbeach.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy as the Marketplace Merchants present the Summer Courtyard Concert Series. Enjoy live music in the courtyard every Thursday evening from July 10th to August 7th.
AccuFlex, a division of Laserfiche in Long Beach, provides high-volume document scanning and indexing, converting bulky paper files into retrievable documents.
AccuFlex has provided us with a system that enables reporters to access our database of news material. It gives us peace of mind to know we can put our trust and faith in AccuFlex and that they're helping us to preserve our history.
AccuFlex works with Laserfiche to provide document management solutions that help organizations run smarter.
We're back, continuing our conversation with Mayor Bob Foster, City of Long Beach. Bob, we want to talk about Proposition I on the ballot, which is a so-called parcel tax that would raise $591 million for infrastructure improvements. In the new Straight Talk Reporter, the mayor has an article on why we need the infrastructure. You can read it at your pleasure. But, Bob, summarize the arguments why we need this.
I'd be happy to. First, it's $571 million. And the long and the short of this is, I don't think I have to show or describe to anyone the need out there. If you drive on our streets, if you see our storm drains during storm events, if you look, you hear about our water quality, if you look at our fire stations, all of that is in a decayed condition. For 10 years, we've been getting reports about how we have to fix our infrastructure. Since I've been mayor, I've had 3 study sessions on this, and every time the cost keeps going up. If we don't do this now, it is only going to get more expensive, and it's going to get more expensive in 2 ways. You're going to have general inflation, and secondly, as some of those structures go into the decay category where they have to be rebuilt, like streets, they're 20 times more expensive. There is no capacity.
So you're biting the bullet now.
We are. Look, you know, look, whatever happened in the past happened in the past. I was elected to solve problems. No one in this city, I would say, turn that around, everyone in this city understands that our streets are in bad shape, our sidewalks are in bad shape, our water quality problems we have, they're notorious. This is a way to fix that. This proposal is to put a bond that would fund all those things, totally dedicated. The money can be used only for infrastructure projects.
Just for the record, it's a parcel tax on each parcel.
It's a parcel tax of $120 a year on residential property. Every property in the city, including commercial and industrial, pays a proportion of that on their property. It's basically $10 a month for the average.
And that allows you to create a $591 million bond.
$571 million. And it's a 10-year program. All of the things I described will be fixed over a 10-year period. And we'll certainly start the building.
Now, some people are arguing there's no guarantee that the money will be used for that.
I don't know how to all I can tell you is state law, this is a two-thirds vote. And the reason it's two-thirds is
to approve the measure.
It's totally dedicated. You cannot use it for anything else. State law requires that you can't even mingle a dollar. You can't put a dollar of the bond money into the general fund. It's audited by the auditor. The bondholders have their own requirements and their own auditing of this. There is no way you would be violating state law if you ever use this money for anything else. And look, I want to tell you, I agree with that. I want to be able to look voters in the eye and say, look, no future council, no future mayor is going to be able to use these funds.
But who decides the allocation between streets, libraries, fire stations?
First of all, there's a general allocation in the report that was filed along with the ordinance. We also have a citizens committee that is going to assist the mayor and the city council in establishing priorities. But when this was created, we did this according to need. And I think this is important to understand. You know, this could have been done kind of the standard political way of nine pockets, everybody gets the same. This was done, the areas that need the most street work, get it. The areas that need the most storm drain work and need water quality improvement, receive it. The places where fire stations are in the most need, they get it first. There's a citizens committee that's going to help establish those priorities, and it comes back to the council. The council also has a say in what they.
But there is flexibility during the 10 years as to where the money is spent.
You can't look. You don't know what's going to happen over 10 years. Maybe a miracle will happen, and the federal government or state government will come in and say, hey, we're going to help you fix X. Well, if that happens, then we can take some more money and fix more of these other structures.
But within broad limits, it's infrastructure.
You can only use it for streets.
And what happens if we don't do this, Bob, in your view?
If we don't do this, it will eventually outstrip our fiscal capability to fix our city. And I will tell you the benefits of that. You know, everybody wants more retail here. Everybody wants to attract business here. Everybody wants.
But you have to have the right infrastructure to attract.
How can you do that? I mean, you try to get a great retail establishment here when your streets are in poor repair, when you have water quality problems. Let me just give you one example. The hotels in the city, they live on conferences and tourism. They know that, in fact, if we continue to have the water quality problems we've had in the past, that they are not going to attract tourists here. That they're supporting this.
So, you know, I personally believe that the city's job is to provide the right infrastructure and then let the private sector come in and do its bidding.
And that's what
and
this
that includes
do.
Traffic, by the way, when we talk about this C-DIP and East Side project. City's job is to have traffic flowing and then let the private sector come in. But that's
that's what this would do. I want to really drive this point home. I think this is critical to the future of this city. This is going to allow us to move from a good city to a great city. We will now, if we get this passed, we'll be able to have the infrastructure. We can build on that and attract the kind of businesses and attract the kind of retail establishments we want in this city.
And I admire you for putting your political capital on the line here. It's not easy to get a two-thirds vote, which is needed. The economy is not strong. There are other tax measures at the county, state that are on. So there is a sense of, is this too much? And you're saying we need it, and let's do it.
Well, what I'm telling people is we definitely need it. It'll make us better. And in addition, fix the things that are closest to home. I'm not going to talk about the other measures, but this you're going to see the results of this. Okay. Every day you're going to see your streets better and your other facilities better, and it will raise your property values and raise the general economy of the city. This is for you. You'll see the work right here in your city.
Okay, this is Proposition I, which is on the ballot in November. It requires a two-thirds vote to approve this $571 million parcel tax that will fund a $571 million bond. The mayor strongly advocates that we need it. The citizens have to decide what they want. So we have a minute left, Bob. It's yours to say whatever you'd like on whatever subject you'd like.
Well, I'm going to stick with this because I think this is so critical for us. You know, everyone from former Governor George McMajan, former Mayor Beverly O'Neill, the two previous city managers, people are supporting this because it will make us a better city. I think everyone who has seen our infrastructure decay over the last 10 years knows that you can't build the kind of city you want to be without having good bones. And if we let this go, it will only get more expensive. 4 years ago, these same similar projects were 45% less.
Wow. And presumably 5 or 10 years from now, they'll be double or triple.
I think it will be even more than that because we'll have more facilities that have to be rebuilt, not repaired.
Okay. Well, Mayor Bob Forster, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your leadership on this issue. And coming up, another point of view, Kathy Ryan, head of the Long Beach Taxpayers Association. Thank you, Mayor, for being on our show.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, Art.
Okay, we'll be back with more Straight Talk after these messages.
Phil Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Phil is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame
to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Traney's.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxxis ST, Open Country AT, and Proxxis 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember. Polly's, 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
Welcome back. We're joined now by Kathy Ryan, the co-founder of the Long Beach Taxpayers Association. We thought we'd invite Kathy because she has a different point of view from the mayor with regard to Proposition I, the parcel tax. Why do you oppose it, Kathy?
Well, I think I oppose it for many reasons. First of all, I do agree that some of the infrastructure in Long Beach needs repairing. I think most people agree with that. I disagree, or I part with the mayor on how we're going to pay for it. I am for a pay-as-you-go plan. I think the reason we've come to the point where we are now is because over the years, the city council has misspent or overspent the money that should have been allocated to infrastructure repair.
But granting that, it's probably true, but accepting the need for huge accumulated infrastructure repair, there's no way we can pay as you go for it now.
Well, there is a way that we can pay for it as you go.
How's that?
And I think one of the things that has indebted Long Beach is not only the salaries, but the pensions. And the pensions keep accumulating, they keep mounting. And yet, we not only assume our own retirement, we assume all the responsibility, almost all the responsibility of the retirement of the employees.
Well, I happen to agree with you that there was that vote for increasing the pensions 33% some years ago.
Right.
But that's a fait accompli. That's done.
We're
stuck with it.
We are stuck with that. However, we also pick up almost the entire pension subsidy. And I think a few years ago, it was at 1% that the employees had to contribute. Now it's at 2%. And that's out of a total of 16% for the non-safety.
So you think employees should pay more of their
Absolutely.
Pensions?
Absolutely. And I think the mayor, he said that he needs $31 million in the first year to pay for his for the infrastructure needs so he can have enough money to take the bond out. He could acquire that by having the employees pay their fair share.
But these are union contracts that have to be negotiated.
He reopened the contracts to give the police raises right after he...
Yeah. Well, that was based on a total compensation package. If you pay more of their pension costs, then if they pay more of their pension costs, then you need to raise their salaries under the total compensation concept.
Well, not necessarily.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd have to do that. As now, I think it was back in 86 when the firefighters... decided that they'd sooner get a raise in salary and have the city pay for the contributions.
They would forego the raise
Right, but that has never been changed.
Kathy, we just have a minute left. Bottom line, you oppose Proposition I because you think that the employees should pay more of their pensions and the money would come from that saving. Is that
yes,
the bottom?
Yes, absolutely.
Very quickly, any other source of money for these repairs?
Well, It would all come from City Hall. Yeah, it would all have to come from the salaries, the pensions, and there's another debatable issue that I've been focused on since they did raise the pensions, and that's when they lowered the age requirements.
For what?
They lowered the age requirements.
Oh, for retirement.
For retirement, from 65 to 55.
Yeah.
That absorbed a lot of money, and we didn't go through the vote of the people to change the charter on
okay,
that.
Okay, we'll be back with more of our show. We have to take a pause. Stay tuned.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
It's Big Red Bus. Our English double-decker buses offer large groups a fun, unique, inexpensive alternative to standard transportation. Bar hopping, weddings, sporting events, airport pickups, kids' parties, you name it, and we'll help customize the perfect experience. We have open and closed-top buses available. Both are equipped with custom-built bars, stereo systems, and a friendly hostess. Alcohol is permitted on board. For your next event or fun occasion, call Big Red Bus at 562-852-9888 or visit us on the web.
Of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services,
our takeout and delivery,
and our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
Well, we heard the arguments earlier from Mayor Foster about the huge need that the city has for infrastructure repair and his strong advocacy of a parcel tax to fund a $571 million bond issue to take care of that. We just heard Kathy Ryan's argument that we really need pension reform, with the employees picking up a bigger share of their pension costs from the city, and also changing the retirement ages back from 50 up to a higher age. You, the voters, have to decide this. It's very important to have your voice heard. Please remember to vote in the November election. And Kathy Ryan, thank you so much joining us here on our show. Thank you for joining us at home, and please be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Long Beach Magazine. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.